Good morning. We'll start today with the Lord's Prayer, then the Pledge of Allegiance. Our Father, Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
God will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Thine is the kingdom,
the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You have a copy of the agenda, Dave?
Yes. We do have one requested change, and that is item number 3, Angola Sanitary Sewer District bid award. And we'd like to defer on that item for 2 weeks.
Okay. Any other corrections? Seeing none, take a motion, gentlemen.
So moved. With a change. Second.
It's been moved to second that we amend the agenda. As stated, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Ryder.
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. You have a copy of, in printed form, of January 15th minutes. And corrections or additions? Being none, motion?
So moved.
Second.
It's moved to second that we approve the January 15th minutes as printed. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. You also have a copy of January 22nd minutes in printed form. Any corrections or additions?
So moved. Approve them.
Second.
Moved to second that we approve the 22nd minutes as printed. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes. Correspondence, Jim.
I have one item, unless you have some other things to pass down. It's a letter from the Wilmington Music School thanking council for a donation, and they're noting that they are merging with the Delaware Music School and to create the only statewide community music school, which from 25 locations and two branches serves over 2,000 students.
Any other correspondence? Any other correspondence from council? Being none, Dave?
Yes, the first item of business is a proclamation for Women's History Month. And with us today, we have Ms. Rhonda Tooman, and who's been very active with this endeavor. And I'll go ahead and read the proclamation. I'm sure Rhonda may have some comments. Proclamation proclaiming the month of March as Women's History Month, and March 5th, 2008, as Audrey Doberstein and Reba Ross Hollingsworth Day. Whereas generations of women moving history forward exemplifies the connection each generation of women have to the previous and future generations, and whereas women have been moving history forward from one generation to the other, building on the successes and knowledge gained from each previous generation, whereas Dell Technical and Community College is celebrating 40 years of moving history forward, and whereas moving history forward is a process of individuals coming together for the greater good of society and confirming the idea that the individuals working together can be effective in building a better, more compassionate world, and whereas the 2007 Women's History theme is representative by generations of women who have moved history forward and who have created new possibilities for the future, and whereas Audrey Doberstein and Reba Ross Hollingsworth were at the forefront of providing high educational opportunities and advocating for the civil rights of African Americans in Delaware, respectively, now therefore be it resolved that the Sussex County Council proclaims the month of March as Women's History Month and March 5th, 2008 as Audrey Doberstein and Reba Ross Hollingsworth Day, directing all schools, businesses, and residents of Sussex County to pay particular attention to and recognize the accomplishments of women, and especially Audrey Doberstein and Reba Ross Hollingsworth.
Motion, gentlemen, please.
Make a motion we approve the proclamation.
Second.
Moving to second that we approve the proclamation as read. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Rhonda?
Good morning. Thank you very much. I'm sorry that all of you won't be able to join us this year.
If you have any control over the weather.
Make sure it's good.
No snow on that day. The one year, one day we had snow last year, it was the day of the event, so. I'd like to have taken the 13th annual out, but, you know. But I want to thank you all for your continued support.
Absolutely.
Is that Dave? No.
I'll be there.
I'm going to RTI's. Scat meeting.
On behalf of the council, we'll give it to you, so that way we won't have to worry about forgetting.
I'll keep it right in the car. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Leave it.
Chip, you got your camera? Be nice.
The next item is a proclamation to honor Mr. Carlton Spuck Bennett. And I'll read the proclamation first. And whereas the Sussex County Council wishes to recognize Sussex County residents for outstanding accomplishments, and whereas Spuck Bennett is a longtime resident of Sussex County, having moved to the Seaford area in his early 20s to begin a career as a biology teacher, and whereas Spuck Bennett volunteered his time outside the classroom, ensuring the safety of Sussex County residents, and whereas Spuck Bennett is a veteran firefighter of Station 87 in Seaford, and whereas Spuck Bennett has been a member of the Seaford Volunteer Fire Department for 50 years, and whereas Spuck Bennett has contributed greatly to the department, first as a volunteer firefighter and ambulance attendant, later as a founding member of the first dive team, and eventually rising to the rank of chief and president of the Seaford Volunteer Fire Department. And whereas Spuck Bennett has served in numerous leadership positions for the fire service, including chairman of the Delaware State Fire Prevention Commission, president of the Delaware Volunteer Firemen's Association, president of the Delaware Fire Chiefs Association, president of the Sussex County Volunteer Firemen's Association, and president of the Sussex County Fire Chiefs Association. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council commends Spuck Bennett for his 50 years of service to the people of the greater Seaford area in Sussex County, and be it further resolved that the Sussex County Council proclaims Saturday, February 2nd, 2008, as a day for all Sussex County residents to honor Spuck Bennett's lifetime of achievement.
I make a motion to approve the proclamation.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the proclamation as read. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Buck, come on up.
Come on up, Buck. This is your life.
Yep. Hey, you're looking good, Ted.
We will not ask them for comments, Buck, because they probably know a lot more about you than probably that they could tell in here, but I was not able to attend the Seaford bank that they had a few weeks ago, and I read where they honored you for 50 years of service. And then when they made this proclamation up, I read about your biology teacher and all your accomplishments and contributions that you make to the community. And I wanted to make sure we give you special recognition for that. As you read through it, it's just a man who's done everything, and you enjoy life, you've got done great, and you give back to the community, and we appreciate that.
So damn good motorcycle, too.
I want to present that to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and the second thing is, we forgot somehow, it fell through the cracks. You're also the treasurer, I guess, of the downtown association, and you solicit money, collect money for a Seaford Christmas parade. And so I want to give you a check of $500 for the Seaford Christmas parade for 2007.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you very
so twofold.
Thank you.
Do you have any comments you want to make?
Not really, except thank you very much on an accomplishment like this. All you have to do is outlive everyone. But I do appreciate it. Thank you very much for the recognition, and from all firemen, we thank you very much, and also from Downtown Seaford Association.
I employ his grandfather, so he wanted me to make sure to tell you this morning, congratulations. He could not be here. He's having to work for a change, so he's sorry he missed it. But,
for a change.
But he said, tell you congratulations. He wanted to be here, but he thought he better stay on the job.
He better.
Yeah.
Now, thank you.
So I can go a couple more shots with the two of you holding up the proclamation.
Do you want to open it?
Sure.
Just trying to make sure your pictures are on the paper.
No, I agree.
I've got a camera there, we will.
This one's quite a few good restaurants. Like Italian, there's a couple of good Italian. Dale's not in.
This one, you got, well, yeah.
Battery getting weaned down.
Chips are in the spring.
Operator. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
Yes, thank you, Dale, very much.
George and I could have that. What's this trade-off there, though?
Yeah, this is all chips. Everybody putting the chips on the table.
I know, huge.
Started just making deals more.
Congratulations again, Scott.
More than I need.
Thank you. Dave?
The next item is an appointment to the Board of Assessment Review, and I'm not sure if Mr. Rogers, okay.
Yes, sir. I have a name, Ann Hudson, from 28578 Lewis Georgetown Highway. That would serve that term from March 1st to 15th, as required. Ann Hudson.
Okay. Second, gentlemen?
Second.
Been moved to second that we appoint Ann Hudson to the Board of Assessment. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Okay, and then the next item is an update, land use plan update, just to give you a status on the schedule. First of all, this Friday on February 29th, we will be making a presentation again to the Livable Delaware Committee at 1 p.m. in the Tattnall Building to present the county's response in official form to the State of Delaware Plus comments. We have had a number of meetings over the last month with state officials and whatnot, and we have a response to present at that time, or we'll have the response ready at that time to present. Then on March 18th, we are scheduling a joint meeting with the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Sussex County Council at the West Complex. The business portion of the meeting would begin at 6 p.m. And this is to present basically a summary of the proposed land use plan. It's a workshop type meeting. And on April 3rd, we are scheduling a public hearing for the Planning and Zoning Commission at 6 p.m. at the Cheer Center in Georgetown. And then on April 22nd, we are scheduling, again, at the Cheer Center in Georgetown, a public hearing for the Sussex County Council for the land use plan at 6 p.m. So I just want to bring you up to date. Sorry, everyone to be aware of that.
David, on March 18th, will we have responses from the February 29th meeting, possibly? From the state, so to see if there, you know, if there's still some areas that they're.
I hope we will have responses.
Could you emphasize? I mean, are they aware of the schedule? Because it would be very helpful on March 18th that when we're sitting there and discussing it, we know what the state's position is.
Right. Yeah, we will emphasize that. Again, we have met with the plus or some of the plus representatives to try to work out a compromise, so to speak, and. But we don't have anything definite from them. Yeah, we will emphasize that to them.
As you know, Mr. Baker, I will not be here the 18th. I'll be out of state, but they can have it. I'm sure I can catch up what's going on.
Yeah,
Dale, I'll make comments on your behalf.
Good. All right, I'll trust Mr. Cole to represent me.
I know your
position. Anything you say yes to?
Well, no, I know his positions very well.
Okay.
Good.
No.
No. Thank you, Mr. Cole.
I'm covered for
That's
it.
That's good. Do you want to sign a proxy for that, just in case?
Power,
Dave, go ahead.
Power of attorney or something?
Power of attorney, that's right.
keep it legal.
The next is the administrator's report. The National Association of Conference... the National Association of Counties Conference, annual conference for legislative conference, will be held in Washington from March 1st to the 5th. This conference is a good opportunity for updates on issues that affect the counties. Because of the timing of this conference, we will not hold a regular county council meeting on March 4th. The next county council meeting will be on March 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. And prescription drug discount card program update, per a report from the National Association of Counties, 360 prescriptions were filled during January using the county's prescription drug card. 212 people actually use the program, and this number is growing from 107 in November, which was the first full month. Beneficial acceptance agreement, Bayshore Plaza 3 Peninsula Nursing and Rehab Center. The engineering department granted beneficial acceptance on January 22nd to Mr. Jim Cirillo, developer for Bayshore Plaza 3 Peninsula Nursing and Rehab Center, located on Route 24 in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, which consists of two commercial units.
Bless you.
Sussex County Historic Preservation Planner appointment. Our historic preservation planner, Mr. Daniel Parsons, has been appointed to the Lewis Scenic Byways Committee. He received notification from the City of Lewis earlier this month. Mr. Parsons will be working with committee members, including local leaders and others with backgrounds in tourism and historic preservation, to develop a corridor in and around the city that will help tell the story of the community's history. According to the Delaware Department of Transportation, three such scenic byways exist in the state. None are in Sussex County at this time, and we look forward to Mr. Parsons' involvement in this cooperative project. Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Baker? Being none, Hal. Good morning.
Okay, gentlemen. Mr. President, council members, first of all, this morning we have one disbursement from, right? Disbursement from the police fund. Seaford, the city of Seaford would like to draw $2,591 against their annual grant of $25,000 for the outfitting of a police vehicle. This would leave them with a remaining balance of $21,940 in their grant fund for this year. I have a motion.
Please.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council authorized disbursement of $2,591 from the Revenue Sharing for Local Law Enforcement Grant Fund to the City of Seaford to be used to outfit one police vehicle.
Make a motion.
Second.
We moved in second that we approve the money as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you, gentlemen. We also have two wastewater agreements for your consideration this morning. The first is agreement number 8104, agreement 626-1. The developer is Mr. Steve Bernard of Millsboro, Delaware. Locations at the intersections of Route 54 and Road 381. This will be a continuation of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. The development is a mainline gravity sewer for a commercial property. There are no connection charges at this point. We also do have approval from our engineering department as well as DENREC. We're expecting 5 days of construction. The construction administration and construction inspection costs should total $4,006.65, with a proposed construction cost of $26,711. The supporting motion reads as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 626-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Mandarin Homes for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Swan Cove Manhole 114 to 115, located in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve agreement number 626-1 as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you, gentlemen. The second and final wastewater agreement this morning is agreement number 322-1. This developer's name is Mr. Louis DiBettino from Baltimore, Maryland. Location is on Route 54, 1/4 mile east of County Road 381. This will be part of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District, serving one commercial building with a system connection charge of $4,365. In this case, we also have approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC. We're expecting 20 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $8,936.85. The proposed construction costs should total $59,579. And the motion for this agreement is, be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 3221, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and West Fenwick Plaza, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Fenwick Plaza Parcel A2, located in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
Second.
Moved to second that we approve Agreement 322-1 as stated. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Glenn?